Today we will be listening to the final three movements of the last composition Handel wrote in English, his so-called Foundlings Hospital Anthem. This was composed for the fundraising concert Handel organized at the request of the hospital's Board of Governors. Although he mainly programmed works heard earlier in London, Handel felt that there should be one work having words which explicitly encourage and praise the patrons for donating to this worthy charity. The anthem's fifth movement could be understood as a blessing either for the donors or for the foundlings. The contrasting tempi reflect the respective moods evoked by the two contrasting sets of words. The psalm verse's first hemistich, or half verse, focuses on the words comfort, sick, and sickness. But the verse's second hemistich celebrates the word living and is therefore lively. In our sixth movement, a duet for two sopranos, the verses extracted from Ecclesiasticus and the Book of Wisdom would be understood as extolling those whose generous donations made substantial charitable projects possible. The anthem's final movement, as they say, needs no introduction. That said, here is my introduction to Handel's Hallelujah Chorus. As is well known, Handel wrote and conducted Messiah in London in 1741. As is less well known, it was an instant flop, a real disaster. Jennings, the librettist, was furious that Handel had written such inferior music for his text. The audience was simply baffled. Where's the storyline? What in the world is this all about? Now, jumping ahead about a decade, Handel decided to do what he so often did, even when writing Messiah. He took music which he had written earlier and recycled it. So he concluded his new Foundlings Hospital Anthem in the simplest way possible. He went to his shelf, pulled off performance copies of his Hallelujah Chorus from Messiah, and added it to the pile of music for the other movements. He changed nothing. We hear the same words, same music, same key. Why not? Nobody remembered it. And yet, Handel felt it had real potential. This chorus could wrap up things in a celebratory way. Handel's intuition was sound. The audience loved it. Now they were hearing it in the context of this anthem, which thanks and praises them as donors to a most worthy cause. The Prince of Wales rose from his seat, and everyone else followed his example. I should add that in the following year, 1750, Handel offered to conduct his entire oratorio, Messiah, for a second benefit concert in the hospital's chapel. Yes, it had failed 9 years ago, but its revival proved to be unbelievably successful, leading to annual Easter benefit performances for the Foundling Hospital. Handel then decided to become a full-fledged philanthropist. For the second concert, the one for Messiah, he donated a pipe organ for the hospital's chapel, and he was later persuaded to donate all of his Messiah scores and performance parts for singers and orchestra to the hospital to be used as they wished. It's estimated that Handel's various benefit concerts raised today's equivalent of about $1 million.